A History of 838 Naval Air Squadron. Squadron Badge. No badge issued. Squadron Motto, none. Battle Honors. Atlantic 1943, Normandy 1944. Aircraft types operated, Fairey Swordfish Marks 1, 2, and 3, Grumman Wildcat Mark 6. Commanding Officers. Lieutenant Commander, J.R.C. Callender, R.N., the 15th of May 1942, Lieutenant R.G. Large, R.N.V.R., the 7th of June 1943, Squadron disbanded the 13th of August 1943. Lieutenant Commander J.M. Brown, D.S.C. R.N.V.R., the 1st of November 1943, Lieutenant Commander P. Snow, R.N., the 19th of August 1944, Squadron disbanded the 3rd of February 1945. The first instance of 838 Squadron. May 1942 to August 1943. Formation and workup. The nucleus of number 838 Squadron assembled at Royal Naval Air Station Eastleigh, Hampshire, on April 10, 1942. Under the command of Lieutenant Commander J.R.C. Callender, R.N. They sailed in the troopship Anfora for Halifax, Nova Scotia, where they disembarked to the R.N. Air Section at Royal Canadian Air Force Station Dartmouth on May 15. The squadron officially formed on this date as a torpedo bomber reconnaissance squadron for service in an escort carrier with four Swordfish Mark I aircraft issued from the Dartmouth storage section. The next 2.5 months were spent working up. During this period, two of the original four aircraft were lost, both in June. On the second, an unidentified Swordfish is recorded as wrecked. On the 21st, the CO made a forced landing in the sea in Swordfish V4317. The squadron was allocated for service in HMS Attacker, the first Bogue-class escort carrier to be supplied under the Lend-Lease Agreement. She was completing her fitting out at the Mare Island Naval Shipyard, Vallo, California, and was expected to be commissioned by the start of October 1942. The squadron was to join her at San Francisco to work up with the ship. Plans were made to fly cross-country, departing from Dartmouth early in the morning on July 30. The CO plus three pilots, one navigator and what maintenance personnel could be carried as passengers set off on a 7.5-day journey which was undertaken in 15 stages. These were Halifax to Bangor, Maine. Bangor to Montreal, Montreal to Kingston, Ontario, overnight stay, Kingston to Selfridge Field, Detroit, Detroit to Battle Creek, Michigan, Michigan to Chicago, overnight stay, Chicago to Des Moines, got lost landed at Millen, Illinois, Millen to Omaha, overnight stay, Omaha to North Platte, Nebraska, North Platte to Cheyenne, Wyoming, Cheyenne to Rock Springs, Wyoming, Rock Springs to Salt Lake City, Utah, overnight stay, Salt Lake City to Elko, Nevada, Elko to Reno, Nevada, overnight stay, Reno to Alameda, San Francisco. A total of 35.5 hours flying time from Halifax. HMS Attacker. December 1942 to April 1943. The four aircraft landed at U.S. Naval Air Station Alameda Island on August 6, 1942 and began preparations for joining the ship. The remainder of the squadron personnel arrived later by train. Their carrier, U.S. designation ACV-7, was delivered to the U.S. Navy and commissioned as USS Barnes on September 30, 1942. She was decommissioned and transferred to the Royal Navy on the same day, commissioning as HMS Attacker. The ship began sea and flying trials off San Francisco on November 12, embarking 838 Squadron aircraft from U.S. Naval Air Station Alameda Island on December 12. On completion of her trials and shakedown, she sailed from San Francisco for Balboa on December 12 and passed through the Panama Canal to arrive at Cristobal on December 22, 1942. From Cristobal, she headed for the U.S. Naval Operating Base at Norfolk, Virginia. On arrival, 838 Squadron was disembarked to U.S. Naval Air Station Quonset Point on January 1, 1943. During January and February 1943, Attacker underwent defect rectification and the installation of equipment in Norfolk, as well as spending a period of flying training in Chesapeake Bay with Martlet fighters from 882, 896 and 898 squadrons and Swordfish from 838 and 840 squadrons, which were working up at U.S. Naval Air Station Quonset Point. On March 2, 838 Squadron re-embarked together with a further six Swordfish of 840 Squadron, both flying out from U.S. Naval Air Station Quonset Point, to provide air cover for an eastbound convoy from Curacao. The ship called at Kingston, Jamaica, en route, and two replacement Swordfish, V4718 and W3967, were embarked from the storage section at Royal Naval Air Station Palisades. At least one aircraft suffered significant damage while flying from the ship. V4387-2C lost its undercarriage when it missed all the arrestor wires and was stopped by the barrier. Date and location are unknown. Attacker sailed from Willemstad, Curacao with convoy CU-01, on March 20, as part of the escort force, and provided anti-submarine cover for the Atlantic crossing. She detached from the convoy on reaching the safety of UK waters and anchored on the Clyde on April 1. She sailed for Liverpool the following day. Both 838 and 840 squadrons disembarked, flying ashore to Royal Naval Air Station Macrahanish. Merchant Aircraft Carrier, MAC, service, April to August 1943. At Royal Naval Air Station Macrahanish, the squadron was reallocated for MAC ship service. The Mark I Swordfish were withdrawn and new Mark II machines were received. On June 7, Lieutenant A. R. G. Large RMVR assumed command, and the squadron moved to Royal Naval Air Station Maydown, Northern Ireland on June 13. The pilots and aircraft flew out to the training carrier HMS Argus on July 9 for a day of deck landing training, before they embarked in the British-built escort carrier HMS Activity on July 18 for a workup and intensive period of deck landing training before disembarking to Royal Naval Air Station Belfast on the 30th. The squadron embarked in the MAC ship MV Rapana on August 2 for trials, but owing to a change of policy, the squadron merged into No. 836 Squadron on August 13, 1943 as L Flight. 836 Squadron were responsible for all MAC ship flights and was based at Royal Naval Air Station Maydown. The second instance of 838 Squadron. November 1943 to February 1945. Formation and workup. On November 1, 1943, No. 838 Squadron reformed at Royal Naval Air Station Belfast from part of No. 818 Squadron as a torpedo bomb reconnaissance squadron with four Swordfish Mark II aircraft. Lieutenant Commander A. J. M. Brown, DSCRMVR in command. On December 17, they embarked in HMS Nerana for working up in the Clyde, disembarking to Royal Naval Air Station Dunino on January 16, 1944. A further move was made to Royal Naval Air Station Inskip on February 6, where it increased to 9 aircraft on the 14th. They moved again to Royal Naval Air Station McCrehanish on March 18, and increased to 12 aircraft, a mix of ASV Mark 11 equipped Swordfish Mark II and Mark III, on April 1. Operations with RAF Coastal Command. On April 20, 1944, No. 838 moved south to join No. 156 GR Wing, RAF Coastal Command at RAF Station Harrowbier for anti-submarine operations in the English Channel during the build-up to the Normandy invasion. On the night of April 30, 1944, a flight of three aircraft were tasked with making an RP strike on a breached German Elbing-class destroyer, probably T-27, at Vierge, Brittany. Swordfish and E-906F, crewed by Sub-Lieutenant I.L.R. Wilson RNZNVR, Sub-Lieutenant E.T. Clark RNVR and Petty Officer A.C. Rockley. Swordfish and E-923G, crewed by Sub-Lieutenant L.F. Hayward RNZNVR, Sub-Lieutenant D.J. Hansen RNVR and leading Airman B.L. Rowntree, and Swordfish and E-946K, crewed by Sub-Lieutenant S.F. Such RNVR, Lieutenant J.B. Cook RNVR and Petty Officer R.C. Grapes, took off to make the strike. The beached German destroyer was not defenseless, however, its anti-aircraft weapons shot down NE-906 and NE-923, both crashed in France, while Swordfish and E-946 was hit by fire from coastal AA batteries and ditched in the sea. All nine crew were killed. It transpired that aircraft from 838 were not meant to undertake this operation. An RAF Typhoon squadron was the intended unit, but orders were sent to 838 instead. Once the invasion bridgehead had been established, the squadron withdrew to Northern Ireland, calling at Royal Naval Air Station Worthy-Down on August 8 and then RAF Longkesh on the 9th to regroup. Lieutenant Commander P. Snow RN assumed command on August 19, 1944, and the squadron arrived at Royal Naval Air Station Maydown on the 27th. In September they rejoined Coastal Command in Scotland, flying to RAF Longkesh on the 10th en route to RAF Benbecula, where they arrived on the 12th. Further moves were made to RAF Dalkey on the 28th. And RAF Fraserburgh on October 22. A fighter flight was formed at Royal Naval Air Station Eglinton on October 27, equipped with four Wildcat Mark VI aircraft, but this was transferred to No. 856 Squadron at the end of November. No. 838 moved for a final time to RAF Thorney Island on November 15, 1944. They disbanded there on February 3, 1945. Notes. The Elbing-class destroyer T-27 ran aground, en route to Laibhavrak for repairs after an action against Force 26 on the night of 28, early morning of the 29th of April 1944. She was finally destroyed by British MTBs on 6 May after several unsuccessful air attacks. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2016. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk